Good afternoon. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. There are three finalists in the running to replace retiring City of Fairbanks Police Chief Eric Jukes. A release from the city says City Police Lieutenant Gregory Foster, Fort Wainwright Law Enforcement Administrator Ryan Gologoli, and Anchorage Police Lieutenant Nancy Reeder were selected as finalists by a panel consisting of city, police, other law enforcement, military, and public representatives. The panel interviewed five candidates and narrowed the field to the three, who will be introduced at a public forum Monday, April 15th at City Hall. A new water pollution regulation proposed near the end of the administration of then-Governor Bill Walker has been put on hold by the acting head of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. Acting Commissioner Jason Brune spoke about the state policy on PFAS contamination last month at a breakfast forum of the Resource Development Council at Anchorage's Denina Center. PFAS stands for per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances and is an umbrella term for a series of man-made chemicals common in consumer products from nonstick skillets to rain jackets. PFAS are known as emerging contaminants because they've been found to cause sickness in animals, but their effects on human health aren't yet well understood. Brune said the state doesn't now plan to implement the proposed rules because the Federal Environmental Protection Agency has since announced plans for federal drinking water standards for PFAS. Brune said the state should coordinate its efforts with the federal agency. The Fairbanks North Star Borough is participating in a terrorist attack response training exercise this week. Alaska Shield 2019 involves coordination of local, state, and federal agencies and began Monday with a focus on behind-the-scenes response activities at the borough's emergency response facility on Farmers Loop Road.
Probably most of the public, this might be invisible because we're doing more emergency operations center.
Baird Stiefel is the borough's emergency manager and is leading local aspects of the state-organized exercise.
We're really concentrating on planning, working together with multiple agencies, coordinate information. You know, if you shake hands before a real disaster, there's a lot less pointing fingers afterward.
Organizers say the scenario of the Fairbanks exercise involves biological and cyber attacks and hostage taking. Stiefel says most of the activity on Tuesday occurred around Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and Bassett Army Community Hospital in Fort Wainwright, as well as local fire stations and emergency operations facilities. Stiefel says the exercise moves to the University of Alaska Fairbanks upper campus on Friday. Alaska Shield will wrap up on Friday. Organizers urge Alaskans to develop their own family response plan and put together an emergency supply kit. More information is available at ready.alaska.gov. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.